Ladies and gentlemen,
boys and girls,
fine girls,
bundas,
you're now welcome to
X-Files. Sorry, I'm eating, guys.
Why on earth are you eating?
Because I'm hungry.
So, like, the kids at home that are listening to this,
you think no kids, PG, what's the rating for this? 18, please. 18.
I don't think there's anything like PG-18.
My sister cannot listen to this.
It's rated 18.
Okay. Sorry.
How, speaking of her, how's she? How's NK?
She's good. They're back for the Easter break. So, you know, busy house, busy, all of that stuff. But at least people care for me. Like, people are waiting for me at home now, asking me how my day was, all of that stuff. So, yeah, all good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Do you know, I feel like I'm one of those uncles now that does that thing where I say, oh, I'll come and see you. Like, you know how when you went to go pick NK? I was like, yeah, I said that shit by foot.
And then instead of not coming to them, you not send money.
Yeah, I sent money for a living. Exactly. For Tata's birthday, exactly. I got him like 200K in bundles.
Oh, you know, what's he doing with that? Well, he likes money. Tata, you're the one that made him like money. You've been giving him bundles for how many, like years now?
Remember that one birthday where it was like dollars?
This boy, please, if we should not rob Tata, he has nothing on him. It's only on those days, please.
Let me tell you the funniest one. So on this birthday, I think on his way, when I was dropping him at school, Odumodu had called to say happy birthday.
Oh.
And like, Odi did the same thing where he was like, oh, what do you want for your birthday? This and that. I want a football. I'm going to get you a ball sign like Declan Rice.
Oh, speaking of Declan Rice. Yeah, it's all Arsenal fans yesterday, guys. So proud of you.
Go in.
So happy for you guys.
Go in. I was. I don't even know if I was. I was in a meeting.
Yeah.
No, I tend to not give a fuck about football.
Football. That's yeah, just you don't name. Care.
Yeah, but like I was in a meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
On the mainland, and like, yo, Declan just popped. I was like,
I think he scored twice, right?
Twice.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be afraid of OG today. Hopefully by
the time. That was literally the anthem. You know, like, literally, that was the anthem for everyone's stories about this thing. So, shout out.
Obviously, me, shout I'm looking out. At Spotify backend for Odumodu. Exactly. Like, that song just goes.
Boom. Exactly.
And it's crazy, obviously, because we're in rollout season right now.
So, wait, did he drop a mixtape before the album?
So, now let me explain that to you. He dropped a mixtape to announce the album is coming. So
has that ever been happened? Like, has that ever happened before?
But check, Odumodu is one of the smartest fucking niggas alive.
That is quite good marketing.
Like, even today, I saw one tweet where he was like, about Declan. Yeah. And I was like, it's only God that knows why I did not sing about another footballer.
Yeah.
In that, because that was our first day in camp in Ghana.
Are you serious?
And he just goes, and I think the reason why it was like that is because of, he had sang that part of Men Just Boku. Mm-hmm. He'd be like, then be rice.
Uh-huh.
So when we're thinking about what to name the song, Declan.
Wow, creativity, guys.
Yeah. Huh. It's so funny. Like, obviously, we've seen, it's so crazy because, like, right now I'm currently on an A&R discovery call. And, like, that's basically where we have conversations on as regards who's the artist that we're looking at, who's the next person to sign, all of those. And it's like, Declan Rice, when it had come out, was, I think, the first recording Odumodu had done as a native artist.
Record, yeah.
So that's so, like, it was the first thing he had recorded officially. Every other thing, he had dropped Picanto as of 10, but I think he had recorded Picanto prior, but he dropped it under native.
Yeah.
So Declan Rice was the first thing we did in camp.
Your first and native, like, baby with Odi.
And like, just seeing that
transition. Yeah.
Transition. What's the word?
Dynamic.
Understanding the dynamic of change.
I didn't get to use this word like 800 times today.
I'm a dynamic nigga. So just understanding that level of change.
I hate giving from, words.
Understanding that level of change from, let's call him upcoming artist. In fact, it's worse in Nigeria. An upcoming rap artist. Bro, I know that when babes are talking about niggas they cannot date, that's like number one.
True.
If you're an upcoming rapper.
True.
To being the Odumodu Black.
I mean,
we were going through chart numbers yesterday, top four in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Consistently. Damn.
I mean, congratulations to the team.
Congratulations
to the team, guys.
But I think that just helps, like, understand and start the pace for what this conversation.
Set the pace, I do. I do this every episode.
I go school. I don't go school.
You went for economics.
I get certificate. I don't get certificate.
So guys, as Ade has rightfully said, we are going to discuss dynamics in various kind of relationships today and how things can change, you know, over pretty much overnight. And the changes can be quite steep. So we're going to discuss a couple different like scenarios, right? Ade, do you have a favorite scenario you want to start with? Something that probably applies to your life, knowing the kind of life you've lived.
Just what does that even mean?
I like shade, like, so.
What does that even mean?
I just felt like, so what kind of change in dynamics do you think happens the most in your life?
Do you know the funniest thing about me is like, the thing that has happened most constantly in my life is a switch from a very, we can call it platonic relationship to, no, not romantic. I'm talking about like a work relationship.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Like, I be telling people, like, I've never done a job interview in my life.
Really?
Yeah. The closest thing I've had to a job interview in my life was at Silver Fox.
Jesus.
Like, 7 a.m. on a Wednesday. I'm not going to tell you the name of the company, but I'll tell you that's the most serious company I've ever worked at. And, like, basically, the owners of the business were there. And it was like, it was just there. And we just like, So it's like, there's a mindset to it as to, you've partied with this person, they've seen you at your worst form, and like you've been able to collate and still be analytical to have conversations.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's your worst form though.
Yeah, I don't even drink.
He doesn't even drink. So Ade comes to, I've not even seen him in, have I seen him in club before? No?
Yeah, that one time at there was once that club, it's on Idejo before Velvet. Live.
So Ade at clubs is pretty, he's pretty much just like organizing shit. I don't know why you're always in that headspace or
because tonight is the night. We're gonna tonight have a good
night. Every night.
You know, like and I feel like that's just like kind of how growing up with my family, like you go out with me and my cousins and like you see every 10 seconds you're like, hey, are you okay? No. Do you want more?
He's extremely attentive. Nothing's happening to you without Ade probably noticing.
You know the fucking vibes.
Good or bad, guys?
You know the fucking vibes.
Good or bad. So, okay. So now you said that, so from platonic to kind of what? Professional, right?
Yeah. So it's like obviously I don't think I've ever gotten employed by a babe before. It's crazy, but I don't think I've ever gotten employed by a babe. So it's like from a brotherhood to professional.
So how did that scenario now from, you know, the club to like a professional setting at probably one of the biggest corporations in Nigeria, right? How was that? What did this guy expect from you? Did you deliver in both spaces at the club and in the office? were there fights, you know? What was that like? And did the brotherhood continue? Was he able to draw a line between, hey, Ade, I need you to deliver on this, and hey, my bro, am I going to see you tonight?
Okay. So I think like I'm going to separate them. I'm going to put two jobs into context right now. So that one particularly, because of it was like, I'm talking about like, this is a global business, so it's a lot more structured. He was a business owner, so I barely ever even had, I was like an associate one. So I mean, in terms of work, we never associated in time. In terms of office, I did not fail. I left in less than 6 months, but like I did not fail. It's just that, I figured that, that scenery was not my own. But I'll use another one. So I'll call him one of my friends I've had for a long time.
Yeah.
When they were starting off their business, he finally came. I was like, I want you to come work on it.
Okay.
And I was like, therefore. And like, we started off and business built up. Okay. But I can't remember exactly what day, but I remember it was like 3-4 months into the period. Now, this one, like I am constantly engaging with this person.
Right.
But like, again, remember we started up like a friendship. Right. So it used to be, bro, how far? Then he texts me one day and he goes, don't call me bro.
So how did you take that?
But do you know something about me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually so straightforward with life. Like, the second I saw that, I'm just like, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's only one Chris to me. if you're on something, you're on that thing. Like, yeah. I don't do like this, like yeah. this. So it's like, just that immediately that happened, it just turned to a work relationship.
Solely.
No more brotherhood. So it's like, yo, like, I'm not calling you to come chill. I'm not trying to chill. Are you? And to be fair, like, they're paying me money. So it's like, if that's it, by all means, I'm all down to like free that original relationship. Fair. And we just left it. And funny enough, it's been working. Yeah? like play. Because so this way, you have less access to me.
True, but like randomly, he's never asked again. Like, oh wow, is that how it is? I tell you to not call me bro anymore, and then now we're not going out anymore. You're not inviting me anymore. You know, you're not introducing me to your friends anymore. Did that happen? Has that happened? Do you expect it to happen?
Oh, again, because of like, there's always like a good, you know me and my older people now. Like, so there's always a very good gap. At least every single person I associate with work wise, usually like at least 6 to 10 to 20 years ahead of me.
True.
So it's like, there's no difference, basically, when that happens. In my mind, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm just not, like, engaging this person in this manner anymore.
Should
but in hindsight...
ask why you were at Silver Fox?
Why was I at Silver Fox?
Yeah, because what is Silver Fox, Adi?
Silver Fox is a strip club. It's literally 3 minutes down the road from here. I'll not lie to you. You're from so the first night I went out in Lagos till the last night I went out in Lagos.
You were at Silver Fox.
Yeah.
So that's the first place you went to, and that's still the last place you
No, it's not the
to.
First place. It was the last place I went to on the first day. And it was the last place I went to on the last day I went to, which was like last weekend.
Yeah,
so it's like,
so me, you're a regular.
Yeah. I love the strip club.
I mean, what do you love most about it? Is it the chance to connect to other people? Because I mean, clearly.
Say connect. What sort of connect?
You connected
is that?
With this the, guy, with the corporation. Right?
No, nigga. I knew that nigga forever. Oh, fair. We just had the club together. Do you know the funniest thing about me?
What?
I need everyone to hear this.
Okay.
I have never touched a stripper.
They've touched you, Sha.
Never.
What?
Because I don't like it. Okay. So I think it's of two things.
Okay.
When I started going to strip clubs, I was young and broke.
Fair. So you couldn't pay for it.
So, yeah, I do not have. Bro, back then, Silver Fox. In fact, it was better back then. Like, they used to pay for lap dance directly. Yeah. Now it's different. Like, you have to buy a bottle and you have to buy cash to spray. Back then, you pay 10K, you get a 20 minutes lap dance. Who the fuck had 10K? Who the fuck had 10K?
Fair.
So it's like, I remember that was it back then. No, obviously, that's when. And then I said, I go out with my cousins. And my cousins were and I told me that, oh, you don't even have to pay them directly as long as you have cash. But you know the funniest thing about it?
What?
They never used to give me cash back then.
So
like, I just be there looking, wishing I could touch this woman. And like, it just never happened. Then, I think fast forward to like 2016, 2017. Mm-hmm. And I started to break bread.
And how was that for you? Were you like, now it's time?
Like, I don't know, like, it's time. I don't know. Maybe something happened.
Okay.
And like, we didn't just go to the club for like 2 months. And by the time we finally got there, I was like, I'm going to. Then I get there and I'm like,
Yeah, nah.
So I remember back then. So this is still 2017, 2018. Yeah, my cousins are not giving me cash because they know that I can afford to. Yeah. So they give me the cash, but like, I'm there with a girl and I just give it to her. I'm like, yeah, have a good. So now the reason why I go to strip clubs so much, don't quote me because it's not every time there's a girl with me. But like, I just be going there because of the girl that's with me.
Oh.
So it's like every single time you're
sick. So you're giving them a chance to.
And I love, you know, I love that shit.
I know.
Woman, you know, I love that shit.
Well, fair enough. Okay. That's
so
nice.
So that, nice. I feel like that's my own
change. Regular dynamic.
That's the most regular dynamic that happens for me.
Fair.
You, what would you say is yours?
I would say, for some reason, this thing about someone not liking me the first time they meet me, and then afterwards we become far more than I expected. So it's almost like enemies to lovers.
Oh shit!
It's weird because I don't have personal vendettas against anyone. I'm very like, honestly, I'm quite chill, right, with people. But there are a couple times, right, where let's say some babes that, I don't know, first time they met me, I don't know whether they had already heard some things about me or anything. They just decided to not particularly like me. And I was like, okay, I'll leave it as that. And then some years later, or down the line, somehow we become thick as thieves. It happens, and I don't really understand how it happened. I don't know what I did differently to prove that or to show that I'm a cool person, or whether someone else like vetted me or something for them. But that happens quite often.
So, I'm so sorry. Just because of, I actually want to ask you a question. Do you know, if you think about a person, do you know the exact point in time when that change happens? Are you aware of it?
No.
When it goes from
this to that,
they don't fuck with you too.
Yeah, I don't really know. I just know that I'm like, there's just a difference now. I don't know what like internal deliberations they made to see me differently or to treat me differently, because I'm not there. You showed me you didn't like me and I gave you space, and all of a sudden next time you meet me, you like me. I'm like, okay.
So my last part to it is that you actually go with it as far. You now become tight with these people.
Not tight, but like over time. I don't get tight to people immediately. Over time, you prove yourself. We're in the same space or something like that. Like, let's say there was this one person. If she ever listens to this, I'm so sorry I'm saying this. But so there's this one friend I have that went to uni with me. First year of uni, she was friends with some friends I had. And I was very introverted and I had serious social anxiety then. So I came to, these friends asked me to come to theirs. Let's chill, let's talk and everything. And she was there. And then I got in there and then she's just staring me down. And I'm like, okay, I've never met you before. Why is this happening? And she stared me down for a good 10 minutes. They even had to tell her like, hey, you're not being friendly. Vanessa doesn't deal well with people normally. So like, this is even, I went home. I didn't stay up to like 20 minutes there, I went home. And then we didn't talk for the rest of uni. Then we come to law school. And then I'm signing and I'm doing my registration and everything. And then I see her running. She's like, Vanessa! And I'm like, huh? Like, I looked around if there was another Vanessa. I was like, okay, can't be me, right? She ran to me, she hugged me. She's like, hey, have you been? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, I don't know when this change happened, right? But okay. And now we're in law school together, we're in Abuja together, you know, all this stuff. And you're like, over time, like, you're going to be in the same space, you're going to school together, you have the same friends. Over time, realize that both of you are okay. Over time, you now find out that both of you are actually cool together. Over time, you're like, oh my God, this is my girl at this point, right? So yeah, that's happened a couple times in my life for some reason. Don't know why.
Do you know, that is the funniest. I feel like that's the only type of, I wanted you to really go through this because I feel like that's the only type of relationships that never work for me.
Really?
Do you know why? Like, you know me, every single time that I've met someone or like started a conversation with a person or anything, yeah, like, I'm the genuine meaning of judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
First of all, you know me, like I'm excessive, I'm this, I'm that.
Yeah.
Like I'm loud.
Extra.
Like
very extra.
So like a lot of times, like obviously, like I get lucky because the most blown people in the group, example, like my cousin that has the most money likes me, all the other cousins love me. Or my like example, those my friends that are the most blown guys, they're like, this is Ade. Then somebody that's not as blown as them but is bigger than me. And I'm like, what does this person really like in me? Then a lot of times they tend to just like me because they want access to that person. But like,
but you can tell. You know.
So my thing with it is that, and that's why I never end up like changing from enemies. I be people.
Yeah, that don't really like it.
Do you understand? Because there's one thing, and if you know me, I've said it so many times. I hate niggas or people that size me up.
Word.
That is the craziest thing.
Word.
Like, who the
because
fuck
it
do
can't
you think
even,
you are?
First of all, it can't even be accurate.
You
will never be accurate.
I am sizing me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. I have never agreed to it. I'm actually very sentimental about it. If you try to size me up, you will never have access to me.
Yeah.
This life or the next one.
Yeah.
And like, I would ensure, because of, you had done it. And basically, a lot of people, they actually do it to see what I have. Okay, sometimes, let's say we're in the club now and we're chilling.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, you know, I'm in the club with my older cousins.
Yeah.
So it's like, obviously, the babes will look around and say, no, they want to be with old men. And sometimes, not old men, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, they're not yet. I'm trying to yarn you. You're not yarning me. Right now, I'm walking outside. Next thing you see my driver pull up with the, then in the next club, that's my, I'm like, stop that.
Just because I have a driver and a
stop
car.
That.
No, you stop. Actually would hate that.
No. And again, I'll use it to my advantage. That's the only thing. The fact that I've known that you're only yanning me to your advantage.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I'll take advantage of you. It's not even possible because I don't like you enough as a person to be there just with you.
Yeah.
But guess what? I know that you'll be there as a person whenever I say, do you understand?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like that's just my... So I'm very tricky, enemies to friends.
It happens. That's what I'll say. And the thing is, I think with women, it's a bit funnier. I don't think with guys, like, you can ever... Like, that happens. That doesn't happen regularly with guys. But babes... For some reason, it's more common.
Yeah, babes are actually just bad vibes already.
They're like, who's this bitch? Like, for real. Like, that's the first thought sometimes. Who's this bitch?
Well, yeah, so now, let's just say we're putting it to babes and guys.
Okay.
So, I have. So, that's... I feel like that's, like, the next one. And most of the time, the most common version. Where it's, like, that dynamic when you notice it's changing from a friendship. To a genuinely platonic friendship to, like... A love food, I mean, love ship, or probably I just want to fuck one of them.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah.
Yeah. So mm-hmm.
What would you say are like key indicators in there?
I like that word, indicators.
Hey, English! Indicators! Call me Mr. Indicator for this one.
I hate this voice so much. Okay, so let's see. Key indicators of when a guy is trying to, or people are trying to go from...
Why you just put it on the guy? A lot of times, babes are the ones that want to change relationships from
friends.
Yes.
No, I would say from... Babes are more likely to change from sexual to romantic than guys, than... From friend to lovers. In my opinion.
Wait. There's a difference.
What?
There's a difference between sexual.
No. What I'm saying is, like, there's that pipeline is more like, I hear it more from women where, like, oh, we're just doing stuff, but now I think I want to, like, take him. I want him to take me serious. I want us to take this seriously.
Oh, that's so cool.
I hear that more with women. It's guys I'm hearing, like, I hear that less. So, oh, they're trying to take from purely sexual to committed.
Okay, so is that... So I feel like what you've actually said is so cool. And I feel like that's... So you know how, like, we are taught about this as a... from friends to lovers. But I think the dynamic change in it is probably when you move from platonic friends to... Most of the time, it starts sexually.
Yeah. And then now goes romantic, romantic. Yeah.
Then that's when you become lovers. But you know, funny enough, I do think sometimes, like, as friends, you start to notice that, forget sexual attractions, because y'all can be fucking other people and you conscious. But like, you start to, okay, now you're going to go fuck somebody and I made you crap. And now this is the person that you're calling to talk to about the whole thing. Yeah. And I want to know that they just finished fucking you. But like, he's willing, if you're willing to stay on the phone with a babe after she just quack, 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 another nigga, trust me, nigga, you're gone. Whatever it is, just know to your heart of heart until you experience heartbreak with that babe.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
You definitely like. So, are we going to say? First of all, I know we've kind of talked about this before, but do you think that those are like the safest types of creation of relationships when it goes from
friendship to I wouldn't say safe or something. If it doesn't work out, that's the loss of a friendship and a relationship and everything. Like, it's the loss. It's most times a complete loss. The best pipeline, in my opinion, is strangers to maybe papa, then relationship. In my opinion, I might be wrong, but. But like friends, because once it's gone, like, see, it's easier to go from, hey, we tried this, it didn't work out. Okay, I guess, you know, shit, I don't even know your entire family. I don't know your niggas. Like, I don't know you people. And then as if, like, this person was a stranger. And like, let's say it's happened like maybe 3-6 months now, all of this. And you're like, okay, you know what?
It's fuck you. Yeah. You go with your people.
Yeah, fuck you. You're like, bye. But... See that one where your friends, you guys, your friends know that you guys are friends. You guys probably have shared friendship groups. You have like activities. You have pictures, group pictures.
It's the group pictures. You cannot delete group pictures of your Instagram.
Everyone's tagged. You can't be selfish. You can't see because relationships scattered. The entire it's a memory now. It's a core memory for somebody. Imagine
imagine that you guys went to do this for if another friend, like that outing happened for another friend, like a birthday. You can't tell another. Yeah, it's done. It's no, done.
Do not start picking. You know, do not start picking. This is. Do not start picking. Like, oh, these are the days that you can
exactly,
invite this.
Exactly. All of a sudden, now it's custody battle.
Let me hear you for just. Let me hear you just. God damn it! Don't cut me anywhere. But somebody was telling me about, you know, how Bucks goes down.
Okay.
So obviously, like, I've heard 1,001 stories to that thing. First of all, I heard that originally it was obviously the landlords around. They said, "Nah, fuck that shit. They don't like." I heard obviously there's another one where they said that the owners, they had squabbles and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I should remember this one last story, and it's more like as to why they are gunning for the shutdown of Backdoor. So I don't know if you know, like, the owners of Hotbox used to be Fresh, AK, and Asa. Okay, you wouldn't know this. Okay, so there's a lot of backstory, but just know that Asa is OBO's manager, David. Okay. So the really one cool thing that has constantly happened is that from the get-go in the station of Hotbox, that's one of the things that really made it a go-to. Yeah. Like, every artist, just because of you have that sort of person in there. Every artist is to go there. OBO pulls up there. Wiz pulls up there. Burner pulls up there. So I hear that there is now beef with Backdoor. So Backdoor is like a smaller club.
Okay.
That's part of Hotbox, but not inside of Hotbox. So it's like the back door of Hotbox. So it's like, I now heard that. don't quote me on this show. But I heard this new beef. So I think one of these days, like 2-3 weeks ago, Burner was in town. But like, so Burner had Chloe reserved the whole of.
Sorry.
You are just a messy person.
Sorry.
So Burner had reserved the whole of Backdoor.
Uh-huh.
And like, OBO now calls. I was like, who is pulling up? Then AK goes and says, oh, Backdoor is closed today. because
I mean, technically.
If you think about that, bad, like, you don't want to put, like, true. So it's not like it all goes back to this where you can only have one of your friends
exactly, at the same time because they're beefing. These are the issues. These are the issues. That's what I'm saying. That pipeline, that strangers, that's the best in my opinion. Everybody go back to where you came from. In this small Lagos, yes, you might not go back. You might see this person at a fucking after party at a wedding or something like that. You'll probably see this person again because Lagos is small.
So,
but whether your friends are saying, I'm attending this, you know, this baby's coming, this guy is coming. I don't know. Everybody's not saying they don't know. Question mark.
I must be the only person that likes to pull up with my exes.
You're
places.
A sick person, that's what.
I love that you're shit. Sick. But I've gone for like 5 exes' weddings.
Ouch.
I'll be there looking. Probably also piped like one or two. Stop that. Probably piped one or two of the bridesmaids too. But
no.
Like,
but you know they'll tell the bride, no? Or they don't?
I already did.
You need help, Adi. Like,
I don't feel like that's one thing they want to be talking about. Remember, Adi, that's
Adi gist after wedding gist.
Like, the bride and her bridesmaid talking about the other nigga that used to pipe the bride.
No, well, okay, maybe not that. But women. Gist, I know they gist.
Fair women.
Trust you, nah, gist. Fair women. I expect gist to be like come after my wedding, personally. But yeah. So wait, so are you saying that you prefer the friends to maybe papa or friends straight to relationship pipeline over the stranger one? Because we've not like you've not come to like your own decision.
Yeah, not anything as long as the friendship, and that's one thing I don't play with because I don't call a lot of people friends.
Friends, exactly.
Yeah. So as long as the friendship survives anything, papa, your sister, whatever it is,
your
that
sister.
Yeah, now vibes. Based off.
You will go to jail. Do you know that?
Information is not needed. Are not information.
Please, it's okay. Just do what you can. Just do what you can, please.
So I personally just feel like as long as the relationship survives, the friendship.
Yeah.
I actually don't play with friends, and I'm going to learn. But I've learned it kind of now, like. It's kind of, that's one migration, I think.
Dynamic.
Yeah. That's one dynamic that I feel like I'm not trying to really engage a lot in terms of moving from a friendship to a relationship. It might be something that I'm not. I'd rather build a friendship knowing the fact that you want we're going to, yeah, I'd rather do that now. Just because of it, I don't think I'm getting younger. So losing friends based on say we wanted to.
When there's how many other people in this world? Do you understand?
Yeah. So it's taking me a very long while, but like, fair. Like we have grown up small.
Yeah, I know. I'm so proud of you. This is growth, guys.
Then, so I feel like now, funny enough, when we got done with uni, so I think twice in our lives, we've changed. Or it's a dynamic that's kind of happened to a lot of people.
Right.
I don't think, obviously, we have friends from primary school and way back. But like, I don't think like primary school to secondary school really did a lot of people just because of everyone was probably still in the same.
Yeah.
But you know that first time when we got done with uni, with high school, moving to uni.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking about like, these are friends. You guys are still probably friends. But the way people just started to do like, you were trained, maize seeds around the world. Them niggas were going to weird places. I thought they were like 10 schools we used to go to originally.
Yes, Saskatchewan.
Was like, Alaska.
Is that Saskatchewan?
Where is that?
It's in Canada. A very remote part of Canada.
There's a new place. There's another place in Canada.
There are other places now.
I thought there were like three places. Ontario, Toronto, Vancouver, and Winnipeg.
There's a big Coke. There are places. Look at the names in Canada. They're
more
so
than
strange.
Three places.
Saskatchewan.
Damn, God.
Can probably kill moose there.
the ones I really pity, I can't even lie. Them niggas I went to school in Ukraine. I have friends.
I don't know why.
Damn.
It's for med school most times,
med
right?
School. Yeah. Shy bust your brain. This way you know the world is fucked up. Think about the fact that they had said all that, we support Ukraine. Stop Russia. Do you know that the world rejected people's certificates
from
that
Ukraine?
Went?
Yeah. This world is wicked, though.
Do you get
on
like,
top
this
university.
Babe, I have a friend. I'm not even joking with you. She started school when I started school. I'm telling you, as of COVID, she was still in school.
Shit.
Ukraine this thing started in 2022. I'm telling you, in her final year, to get the certificate, first of all, Ukraine said no. But even people that got the certificate, the world rejected them.
You're joking.
Let me bust your brain.
Is
are you
Nigeria
ready?
Nigeria part of the world.
Yes. Shall I bust your brain?
That's when they would be part of the world. Any other thing they wouldn't do. This stupid country.
Hey, leave my country alone. In my country.
You're claiming this country. Ade is never in this country longer than 6 months.
But should I tell you the funniest thing? I now have a friend that went to school in Russia. Guess.
Oh no.
She's a medical doctor.
Oh no.
Bro, but this is the most fucked up shit. Like when I had when this babe was, but this babe used to call to cry as well. She was hearing boom in Ukraine. And there was this baby Russia. That baby was going to clot.
Life, man. These are the issues.
Life is actually so funny.
These are the issues.
But yeah, going back to topic, like, remember that point where it was like...
People were scattered everywhere.
People were scattering everywhere. I get that nowadays, it's obviously social media. It almost makes you feel closer. And then there's some people that have money that... You know those sets of people that went to uni, but like every fucking other week, they're going to... Paris, you're going
they're
to
going
fucking
out.
Jamaica.
Yeah.
I'm like, you people, is it a different university?
What is your pocket money like?
What is your source
what
of
is your
income?
Pocket money
what is
like?
Your source
of... Is it your daddy that's doing this?
Or do you have daddies?
Do you get or mommies, guys? We don't discriminate.
If there are any mommies,
if there are any mommies,
this,
please.
It will not be bad. My email address is.
Yeah. Whatever that means, yeah. Okay.
Call Marcelli.
Call me a BB. Okay, so next.
So it's like, I feel like that right there was one of the major things that we've kind of really experienced.
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of friendships went to die. Just
or
like,
were, you know, revitalized.
Obviously, yeah, a lot
there's
of people.
That.
Yeah, just moving. Obviously, there's some guys that you know you talk to in high school and you end
and
up in uni together.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the guys are, like, so close. But, you know, I'll say, I feel like, obviously, I still argue the fact that if somebody's important to you, you're going to have time and make time. But it's like, on my head, that people in China are 12 hours ahead of Lagos.
Yeah, exactly. How do you, what's your communication?
Australia.
Like? Streaks? This is why people do streaks.
That's actually
this is exactly like hearing people do streaks.
This might be genuinely no streaks and Instagram reels.
No, reels are like new, but streaks are old. I know people that have done like 3-year-old streaks, 4-year-old streaks, 5-year-old streaks.
Do you know that if they're giving birth to a child in that time, that child will be 5?
Like, look at this shit, yo.
No, do you know? Okay, obviously, I'm not going to act new to this, but like, yeah. I certainly there was a point where I started streaks.
I'm sure.
But like,
I'm sure, knowing you.
Right now, the mentality is crazy.
I know.
Right now, like, if I see fire, I cannot take. I'll choose not to text you.
Because
next.
What are you expecting? Now you're expecting too much. Now you're expecting me to respond every single. Look, I've been bullied into having streaks with my friends, and I failed like 3 times in the past 3 months. shit's hard. Do you know we're old?
You know, there's that Instagram. You know, there's that Instagram channel that basically is always like a guy doing something to his babe. Then his babe gets turned off by it. Then he goes to his notebook and writes number 350 something. Don't send reels.
Oh, bro, I'm not lying to you. Is it women X thing?
Yeah. I'm not lying to you. So if I was writing a diary of things that equals to gay, I'm like, send the streaks.
That means the new girlies, the Gen Zs are not your... You're a Gen Z, but that means, I don't know, you have to have like an age bracket. Because the younger ones love the streets.
We like that nice 20 to 23 year old.
That is a liar.
Once they get to 23, they have to cut that shit.
That is a liar. First of all, the mummies are where Adi is. Don't lie. Don't lie to these people. 21. Adi is about the 40s. The 30s.
Hey, stop now.
Might do the 50s. Just might.
Here and there.
Yeah, here and there. Sprinkle them.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like, funny enough, okay, so we've talked about things that we've done and we've experienced.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's one that is coming forward in life.
Mm-hmm.
And like we've not just gotten there yet.
Well.
But it's like I call that power dynamics.
Okay.
So it's like I don't know if we're going to say we're really traditional.
Okay.
I don't know, like
who, me and you?
Yeah, let's say me and you, or like just like generally, like who we naturally speak to. I don't know, like, I can't really speak that, we're traditional in terms of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Babes, I do you know the topic I'm about to bring up? Like, who should be the provider of the house? Who should cook? Who should,
so those kind like, of dynamics. All those,
yeah.
Household, domestics. I love that word. So,
there's that word, but it's more like, even like domestic. It's almost like, I can't lie to you, as of today, I don't think I can actually get married to a babe that is not down to pray one way or the other. The same way I'm willing to pray. You know, I always say that there are not things I look up to. Yes, you have to be willing to pray. I can't lie. I beg. Life is too fucking crazy.
Pray every day.
We need to...
Have you said praying every day?
You know, like I said, to pray like properly as a Muslim. So I even pray 5 times a day. Oh, now.
I got 5?
It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy. Wow. And I said Ramadan and like I've just not stopped.
Well done.
So it's like... It's just the reality of I'm not about to start any spirituality or anything.
Yeah.
But it's like
that's something now that's a non-negotiable for you.
Do you understand?
That's good. That's growth though.
I'm definitely not about to say I have to marry a Muslim.
Yeah.
No. It's just like you have to have access to your faith. Right. Whatever faith it is. So, let me know that.
Uh-huh.
How much should they happen for this world?
No, for real. There are spiritual forces, guys, and we can't be caught slacking.
So I feel like in the knowledge of we don't really have power, we don't really have like traditional rules, but there are still things that happen. So let's do in the spirit of Gen Z.
Okay.
Let's do a household.
Okay.
That is fully catered to by the wife because she's to earn more.
Okay.
And like basically she was the sole provider.
Okay.
What happens when the husband
starts earning?
Hits jackpot. Yeah. And starts earning more.
What happens? I mean, like, they should figure it out as adults, to be fair. Like, well, me, personally, I know that knowing the culture I come from and the way I am, I can't even start something where I'm the sole provider. I can't. So, I say only me.
No, ladies and gentlemen, on today's episode as to why Weibo women hate love.
They don't hate love. It's just a non-negotiable. You don't have to, I didn't say you have to earn the same thing. I didn't say you have to earn But preferably, please earn higher than me, please. That's just
Igbo babes.
Fine print. Fine print. Fine, strong, Igbo bold, babes. Italics. But what I'm saying is, I can't even enter that. But for those that choose to enter that, right, if circumstances came that way or whatever, I believe they should be mature enough as like adults, right, to sort it out without making it like a fuss. Like, you are here already. And you came in like with your eyes open, your brain open, like you are aware. It's not like somebody just slapped you and threw you inside it. So, I mean.
Yeah. So, okay. Let me try and paint a little bit of a picture for you. So it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen that thing. I see it happen on Twitter sometimes where they say, let's say a man didn't make money for the month or for a year. And like on Twitter, you hear stuff like, oh, like I've actually seen as a conversation where now say, oh, his wife borrowed him money to pay the rent.
Ah, I don't think that makes sense. Borrowed him money to pay their collective rent.
Do you understand? Where me, you, and probably our children live. So, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That change in how, like, in hindsight, like, I don't have bread right now.
Yeah.
But you are financially stable enough to hold us down.
Yeah.
How, like, first of all, like, I feel like there are three things in here. Communicating that.
Yeah.
No, accepting it.
Accepting it. Is a
communicating
big deal.
It.
Yeah.
And like
feeling safe enough to remain in that.
Yeah. It's not even remaining, like let's call it activating, like actually seeing it happen.
Yeah.
That's do you understand the dynamic I'm trying to create in there?
It's well, accepting it is one thing because obviously it's quite demasculating to a lot of men, or demasculating when they can't provide even for themselves, talkless of their family, you know. So that acceptance part now, you might even need therapy because a lot of niggas find out that they don't have bread anymore, they can't make bread for a while, and then they start drinking. They start doing everything else, taking loans from friends, taking loans from banks, everything else but to accept and tell their wives that this is the situation I'm in, which typically, at the end of the day, digs the grave even deeper. Now, not only do you not have bread, you're even owing people. You're in debt. We're in debt. We're now in debt.
Do you know, I feel like, in fact, what you've just done is kind of like the final points.
Is that final?
In this conversation, like final change, dynamic, lifestyle.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
Ability acceptance. To afford. My lifestyle is crazy.
Nah.
Tasting the lifestyle and then, maintaining the lifestyle
and then losing
losing that lifestyle.
Hey! It's tough. That acceptance part, you won't want to believe it. Because it gets to be, like, imagine you now, things change with you. And then these people you text all the time for this, for that, they're like, Adi, where are you? I'm out. I'm coming to even pick you up. I'm trying to put, like.
It's like, Omo, maybe, you know the funniest thing about me? Maybe that's why I'll set myself up like this in terms of the only bread I spend is bread I spend on other people.
Yeah.
So it's like, because I'm just thinking about, you know, there are people that, let me give an example. Because you know, that's why they always say those things. Like, if the first day you pay for first class with your own money will be the last time you pay for economy. Because once you taste it, hey, it's different.
I mean.
So wait, let me give an example. I know people that based off what their parents had, they grew up flying private jets.
Yeah.
Them niggas cannot afford private jets right now. Do you know what?
Yeah. Well,
they sit down in Nigeria.
What do you mean they sit down?
Because they're not willing to fly commercial.
Oh, wow. Is it ever that deep?
Omo.
That's not a good sign of adaptability, to be honest. Like, that means that you can't. And I think that's a lot of denial. You're denying yourself, like, experiences. You're denying yourself, like, even just being comfortable with what you have. You can't even be content. That means they're not content.
Lifestyle is crazy.
Lifestyle is too good. It's never that deep, guys. Me and someone else that are in first class and economy, if we're going to Maldives, I'm going to see that water. I'm going to enter and I'm going to wear a bikini. I don't understand. It's never that deep. Please, no, for all those that...
No, you're thinking about it in terms of... It's crazy, but like, it's so funny. Like, it's... I feel like it's one of the... Especially in Nigeria, where... I don't know if you know, consumption patterns.
Yeah.
This is one of the consumption...
Okay, economics. Hey! his degree. First time he's literally using his degree on this. I'm so proud. He said indicators and now I didn't consumption.
So one of the major consumption patterns you see, especially in like an Africa, and it happens a lot in the third world.
Okay.
Could I just call Nigeria third world?
It is a third world. Might as well be fourth.
Fuck that shit. But like, it's called a consumption pattern called theory of the Gen Z's. That means where people consume their neighbor's consumption.
What's that mean?
It means that you eat what your neighbor eats.
Okay.
That means if both of us live in VI and you drive a G-Wagon.
You must drive a G-Wagon. I see.
Do you understand?
I see.
If both of us are neighbors and my kids go to this school, what school will your kids go to? The same school.
I see.
Do you understand? And so I feel like there are two things. And like, it's so funny because like I actually think I might write theory someday. I believe that inlining consumptions, consumption should not be fed off your neighbor. It should actually be fed off one. Say if you're an A, it should be fed off B.
Agreed.
And B should feed off C.
Agreed.
Do you understand? So I feel like in hindsight, like this is talking pure economics.
Especially in Niger, this is the most volatile country. Do you understand that Lekki-Koyi Link Bridge right now is fucked? And I passed through that place last night. I probably passed there like by night, like 9 years.
Last
yeah,
night
after
is very
training.
Far. Last night is very. That's a lot of hours.
That's how Lagos. That's how Nigeria. Two goals in like that's 10 what I'm minutes saying. Yesterday. That's what Nigeria is. Nigeria is something fundamental can change. Not even small. Something fundamental can change in 1 hour that will fuck your entire month up. Talk us to a year. So why are you not living, bro? Don't live beyond your means. Live below your means.
No, I'm not even lying to you. You genuinely. So I feel like that's one of the things with lifestyle. Yeah. If we could learn how to, first of all, live below our means, then secondly, the ability to now say, although you are still living below your means,
you can still flex ones.
No, I beg. I'll say that. Yeah, you can obviously flex a couple times. But like, what I'm saying is that just the knowledge of, even if it means that okay, you still have to live in the Joneses, but your income goes down.
Yeah,
are you willing to live VI? So at least you don't have to live with your neighbor. You can kind of live with your neighbors in B.
True.
So if your neighbor in Ekpe is driving Toyota Corolla, at least you are certain.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I feel like we might just have to talk about like money.
One of these days. Nah, real shit.
Because like, what's currently happening in Niger right now is something that should have happened many years ago. It's just the reality of nobody is willing to understand that they are poor.
Yeah.
And that's one thing we have so much in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Poor fucking people. Yeah. And bad though.
No, for real.
No get money.
For real.
Close your face.
Because you are one. Let me tell you now. All of us are most, in fact, I won't say all, but like most 80, 90% of this country, we are all one major disaster. So like, let's say health disaster. You need one surgery to just show up. Do you know how much they build in Evercare?
They go far.
Sorry, I didn't mean to shout Evercare,
why you go far? You say no, Evercare. For real.
No, but I'm saying that's just Evercare. But like, just like even MRI scan. Do you know? It's only like three places in Lagos that apparently do MRI scans.
Why are you doing something that needs MRI scan?
That's the thing. This is a country that trailers follow you randomly. This is a country that like.
Can you leave Nigeria alone?
Why? This country has not left me alone. They don't leave me. They don't give me peace. What the fuck am I leaving Nigeria for? This country doesn't give me peace. I'm constantly in flight or fight mode in this country. And most of us are. Every day, like, look now. I said, like, you go in Link Bridge, the entire bridge. You can't use it because of one trailer.
Be like, Ade. Do you know the other day where there was that traffic thing?
You stay at home?
No, I had meetings, but I saw traffic 10 minutes. I parked the car and I walked.
Yeah.
You know how crazy it is?
But leaving your car too is another thing, though. You can come back, you won't see side mirror again.
Stop now.
Don't take your time. Don't make me think about it. You're lucky you came back to the full car.
No.
Nobody should pack that Corolla. They will carry your car. Uber. Let me
No, but it's what? So crazy. So like, I feel like that's like where this whole conversation dynamics work for me, because like me, I'm so quick to say, okay, this is like today. If I go broke, I'm not lying to you. Straight up, I'm going to my parents' house.
Sharp.
It's fucked up, obviously, yeah, because I have that as a back. But like, I just feel like just that mentality, and I feel like that's this is my takeaway from this whole conversation. Yeah. That mentality of if it doesn't work, true. Sometimes you have to burn bridges, which is fair. But if it doesn't work for you, be comfortable going back to like, where it worked for you.
Beat you guys.
This is not even just nobody about this. Not even about money. Even like with relationships, with friendship, with all of that. Like,
true. Once dynamics change,
once that dynamic, dynamalica.
I hate her so much.
What?
No, we're so good. Sorry.
Once the dynamic changes, just be willing. Me, I can migrate. I can dynamize backwards, forward.
It's every episode, you do something wrong to the world. Why? I think it's pretty much saying that you should be okay moving from point A to point B in anything, relationships, your finances, whatever. You should
be okay moving from point B back to point A. It's so crazy. Like, and that's one thing I try to. It's an analogy I use a lot of time. Yeah. I use big word analogy. Yeah. So, it's like where. I tell people that this point A, this point B.
Yeah.
But the funniest thing that they forget is that there are 26 letters in the alphabet.
True.
C, D, E, F, G, H.
There's always backup.
Just keep trying.
Other options. There'll always be other options, guys. There'll always be other options. Like, you might just not be seeing it. You might not be creative enough or something like that. But ask around. Think about this. Fucking ChatGPT. Ask him questions. He can plan your budget. It can literally plan your budget for you. It can help you figure out, like, you don't even have to do all the thinking yourself now.
ChatGPT is actually
so it's such a hack.
I need to. Yeah, I'm actually such a traditional man. I still don't know ChatGPT.
You've still not used it once. Are they?
Do you know it's crazy? Because I use the AI tool on WhatsApp.
Oh.
Yeah, there's an AI thing there. So I think it's the same thing as ChatGPT. If you ask me.
No. I'm proud of you. AI.
But
I hate you so much.
If you don't but shit, AI. Artificial intelligence. I'm not small.
By the way, they call it artificial intelligence C. That's how you know that this thing is not everywhere.
They can be one intelligence. They can be multiple intelligences.
Oh God.
Eh? What about intelligence agencies?
Please stop. But yes, guys, we're getting closer to the end of this. And like you said, moral lesson is be very comfortable moving, like shifting your dynamics. Like, be very intentional. Be very aware of your reality as well, right? If a friendship isn't working out anymore, but a business relationship with this person can work, try and make it work up until it doesn't. It could even lead back into the friendship eventually.
That's so true.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Light work. Then also remember, although if I fucked before and we stop fucking, remember that we can go back to fucking.
We're going to block Ade. He might not be on the next one.
I don't understand you guys.
He might not be next one.
What is after, wait, let me tell you. Okay.
You need help.
Family. What comes after that?
God. No, before that,
God is already God dead.
Mention him. Mention
him. Oh, yeah, God.
Then family. Work.
Okay, so it's
God, family. God, family.
Does work. Family need you if you don't work?
Yes, they do. It's still family now.
If I blow you.
Oh my God.
God, work, family, then.
Mm-hmm. Relationships. All sorts. Friendships. Yeah.
Which one do you think about before you go to bed?
Bye, guys.
All right, thank you so much. I know Vanessa deprived you guys from this at the beginning of the show, so I'm going to give it to you, obviously.
I hate this man so much.
You're welcome to 801. @thisvoice.com.
Okay.
Literally, I said .com.
Okay.
This feels like back in the day, MTN Extra Call.
Okay.
You know, this is why she called me.
Okay.
Tell my babies out there.
Thank you, guys. It's been real. Have a lovely rest of your week, day, whatever. And until next time, Ade, say bye.
That is a state of mind.
You're sick. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.